Thomas Cook, a former Indianapolis chief of staff in the Hogsett administration, was the focus of allegations of sexual harassment and predatory behavior from three women. That's according to an investigation by the Indianapolis Star. Reporters Haley Colombo and James Briggs talked to WFYI's Jill Sheridan about their investigation into the allegations.
James, could you talk a little bit about, you know, what triggered this investigation and why you two decided to follow this story?
We've seen on social media in the days since it published that there has been sort of speculation and rumors about this behavior for some time, but that's all it really is until women who have experienced behavior from someone in power feel comfortable coming out and sharing it. And that's really what happened in this case. The alleged behavior occurred as far back as 2014 and as recently as last year, but we just had on the record sources very recently, and that enabled us to tell this story. So three women, one of whom agreed to be named, alleged to us a pattern of behavior. They say that he sexually harassed them. In one case, a woman says that Cook assaulted her. The pattern described to us is this, complimenting younger women on staff, often much younger, early 20s. Cook is 39 now. He'd show them sort of a vision of their future. You'll be running this place someday. What kind of job you want, just tell me. Three women told us that he pressured them toward intimacy, relationships, towards sexual encounters. And Mayor Joe Hogsett knew about at least some of these allegations going back to 2017.
What do you think this tells us about the power structure of the Hogsett administration and that people were able to operate in this way?
I think it shows just how powerful Thomas Cook was in the Hogsett administration, was in his world for this entire time. I mean, people know the mayor, right? People know that, you know, the mayor is in charge of the city, but they don't ever see this person in the background who really is, from day-to-day decision-making to strategic decision-making, really making this person's administration. So I think it just underlines to me his importance within local Democratic politics.
I think one of the things our story points out, too, is to a large extent, the chief of staff runs the city. You can argue at times, certainly, the chief of staff has more oversight over day-to-day management of the city than the mayor does. And that became one of the problems that we talk about in the story, because the women who experienced his behavior felt like they had no avenue to report it. Because even though ostensibly HR has a pathway directly to the mayor, the way it actually worked, as described to us, is that the chief of staff oversaw absolutely everything from a practical standpoint. So if somebody felt comfortable enough to report the behavior, they would have reported it to a supervisor who was ultimately answerable to Thomas Cook, or they would have reported it to HR, which ultimately would have been answerable to Thomas Cook. And so they felt there was really nowhere to go with this.
What do we know about how he was hired back after being, you know, formally disciplined?
The city now says that it reprimanded and disciplined Thomas Cook three times over the course of the years. There was one investigation in 2020 which found that Cook had engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a subordinate employee. In that case, that is a woman who is not accusing Cook of harassment, but the city found nonetheless that it violated city policy, which prohibits people in powerful positions, supervisory positions, from having relationships with people who work under them. So as a result of that, the city says that he was forced to resign, although the timing on that is not clear because the investigation happened earlier in the year, and Cook seems to have left under, you know, under his own circumstances at the end of the year in December 2020. So it's not exactly clear how that timeline works out. But then, so the city says now that he was forced to resign in 2020 over an investigation. But then in 2023, Mayor Hogsett brought Cook back to lead his latest reelection campaign.
So, yeah, the women in your story calling for a better reporting process. What might that look like for future administrations in a city like Indianapolis?
I think that that is a question that the Hogsett administration or administrations that come after him will have to answer. Because, I mean, it's clear from our reporting that there's a fundamental flaw of someone, you know, not being able to report harassment to a neutral party, right? Ultimately, you know, I'm sure other cities, other municipalities have figured this out, but I think it calls into question reporting structures across all levels of government. What happens when the person who's in charge, like ultimately answerable to these sorts of allegations, is the person who is allegedly committing sexual harassment?
Well, I thank you both so much for coming in to talk today about your important reporting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hogsett brought Thomas Cook back to help run his 2023 reelection campaign despite being disciplined for his behavior in the past. Cook did not speak on a record for this story. He was recently let go from his position at a local law firm.